I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm just going to say it. Stevie's off the rails today. She's so close to this cruise.
She's not.
It at 8:05.
Mm-hmm. She's not off the rails.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. She's off the rails.
I haven't even wrote any Trump 2 questions yet.
The next game's at 8:30.
Exactly. I like the pressure.
All right. Jen's in Painesville. Hey, Jen, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's Friday. Yeah. Let's begin a round of Trump 2, Jen. Just ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, would you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room.
I guess I can't do that after saying Stevie's the one off the rails today.
Seriously.
You excited or nervous or what?
Yep, both.
Both? All right. We'll get to 8:05. Also, Nana Gone Wild. That comes up at 8:05.
What?
I don't know. Grandma's not giving. She's talking about fake waterfalls and
hanging
out with strangers.
Exactly,
I don't know what's going on with her. All right, so here we go. Five questions. Jen's in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. You're trying to win that limited edition iTrump2E t-shirt. So you answer the five questions to the best of your ability. When you are done, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen, bring her back into the room to answer those same five questions. Let's begin. Question number one. After 25 years, the Velvet Dog on West 6th Street here in downtown Cleveland is going to close this weekend. West 6th Street is considered to be in which area of downtown? It's either the Warehouse District or the East Bank of the Flats.
Warehouse.
There we go. Question number two. Grammys are this weekend. We're certainly going to cover that Monday morning because it airs Sunday, 8 p.m. on CBS and stream via Paramount Plus. This artist, known as a member of Destiny's Child and, of course, a huge solo career, leads the Grammy nominations with 11.
Beyonce.
Question number three. Netflix has been teasing, I feel like over and over, the fifth and final season of Stranger Things, and it's offering plenty of mystery, such as in this new teaser. This is not a spoiler alert. It is in the teaser for the new show. 11 appears to have gone missing for a year. What is the name of the high school that the kids attend in the show Stranger Things?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't watch Stranger Things.
There we go. We got that in time. Question number four. The first piece of the track for Siren's Curse at Cedar Point. It has been installed. The roller coaster, by the way, debuts this season at the park. What is the name of the ride at Cedar Point that was open on opening day of 2024, but it only lasted 8 days?
Steel Vengeance.
Let's go with Steel Vengeance. Question number five. There's a new Captain America, and fans are just going to have to get used to it. And a new Esquire profile on Anthony Mackie, who's now playing the role in Captain America Brave New World. The old Captain America, if you will, Chris Evans, shut down rumors that he's coming back. Now, Clark Kent is to Superman as blank is to Captain America.
He's a soldier. I can't remember. I don't know his name.
That's okay. We're going to see how you did. You answered five questions. Producer Stevie will have your total. Jen's back into the room in 3 minutes on Star 102. Let's continue around to Trump 2E on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen of Painesville answered five questions a minute ago. Jen Tui back into the room. Producer Stevie let Jen know how she did.
Jen got two.
Two correct today, Jen.
Good job.
That's all right.
I tried.
You still win. It's a Friday. I mean, weekend's around the corner. It's not. It's nice out for this time
it's
of
not
year.
Okay, nice
I'm
out.
Trying. I'm trying anything here.
It's
all right, Jen.
Not five below. I'll take it.
That's not five below. There you go.
Very nice.
Absolutely. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions. Let's begin with question number one. After 25 years, Velvet Dog on West 6th Street here in downtown Cleveland. Closing this weekend. West 6th Street is considered to be in which area of downtown? That would either be the Warehouse District or the East Bank of the Flats.
It's the Warehouse District.
It is. Question number two, Grammys this weekend. We'll certainly have that covered on Monday morning on the show. They air live this Sunday at 8 p.m. on CBS and also stream via Paramount Plus. This artist, known as a member of Destiny's Child and, of course, a huge solo career, leads the nominations with 11.
Beyonce.
It is Beyonce. Question number three, Netflix has been teasing over and over the fifth and final season of Stranger Things, and it's going to offer up plenty of mystery. In a new teaser for the show, 11 appears to have gone missing for a year. What is the name of the high school that the kids attend in the show Stranger Things?
Hawkins High.
Hawkins guy?
Hawkins High School? Hawkins?
Yes!
Oh, God. Don't fake like I'm wrong.
I didn't. How did I do it? How did I think that you were
wrong?
It
was just like a lengthy pause before the correct ding.
Question number four.
Stevie knows.
Jen's excited mm-hmm. about this. The first piece of track mm-hmm. for Siren's Curse at Cedar Point has been installed. A roller coaster going to debut this season at the park. What is the name of the ride that opened? Well, it was available. It was open on opening day of 2024, but only lasted 8 days.
Top Thrill 2.
Top.
See, how did you learn your lesson?
Two.
You wanted us to go on that. You were really trying to get down
and it
that.
Worked yeah. fine at the time. That was 8 days prior to the closing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Scary. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard anything about that, by the way? Is that? I've heard nothing. About Top Thrill 2.
I haven't heard anything.
Question number five. It's because it's all about Siren's Curse that we're going to ride. Question number five. There's a new Captain America, and fans are just going to have to get used to it. And a new Esquire profile on Anthony Mackie, who's now going to play the role in Captain America Brave New World. The old Captain America, if you will, Chris Evans, shut down rumors that he's coming back. Not going to happen. Clark Kent is to Superman as blank is to Captain America.
Oh, duh. Brad Peterson.
Oh,
I wish.
You brought it back.
I
That'd
did.
Be great. Steve Rogers.
I have never heard that in my life.
Steve.
Very basic.
Rogers.
Yeah.
Final totals there, Stevie.
Jen of Painesville 2, Jen 4.
Oh, Jen of Painesville, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You deserve a win this week.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
It's been a rough one, yeah.
Yeah. That's okay, though. We appreciate you playing, Jen of Painesville. We certainly hope you have a great Friday and a great weekend. But you know what you need to say.
Yeah, this is Jen from Painesville, and I did not trump Tui.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. And also Dawn from Sagamore Hills. Hey, Dawn, how are you?
I am great.
Good.
How are you?
We're doing great. It's Friday. It's sunny out in my mind.
It's the last day of January.
There you go.
Moving
last
on.
Day of January.
There we go.
Moving on. All right, ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started.
All right, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Dawn.
All right, Jen's leaving the room. Producer Stevie's staying with me for the last time for a week.
Who are you going to write? 10 questions? Are you excited?
That struggle is real.
That's a lot of questions.
That is a lot of questions. We will begin. Speaking of 10 questions, we'll only ask you 5. That's how the game works. Jen's in the hallway. She does not listen to this part of the game. You just answer them the best you can within the timer limit. When you're done with that, we bring Jen back to the room, ask her the same 5 questions, and see who wins. Question number one, Bet Online has released 13 prop bets. Oh, 13. See? 13 prop bets?
I see what they
okay.
did.
related to Taylor Swift being at the Super Bowl with more expected to release before the big game. Wagers include how many times she's going to be shown, whether she will appear with Kendrick Lamar during the halftime show, and a bajillion more. Name one of the two teams that are playing in this year's Super Bowl.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Let's get with question number two. The Grammys, they are this weekend. We'll have that all covered for you on Monday morning on the Jen and Tim Show. It airs this Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS and streams via Paramount Plus. By the way, Trevor Noah is the host. The song Espresso is nominated for Record of the Year. Who sings that song?
Oh, my goodness. I just heard it the other day. I am drawing a blank.
Oh, that's all right. We'll go with question number three. After the questions are over, then you'll probably remember exactly who it was. It's always the way it seems to work, right? Question number three. The Weeknd has finally released his album entitled Hurry Up Tomorrow. If you remember, the project was originally set to drop last month, but the artist pushed the release in the wake of the wildfires in L.A. The Weeknd dated which Hadid sister? It was either Gigi or Bella.
Bella.
Let's go with question number four. There's a new Captain America, and MCU fans are just going to have to get used to it. Chris Evans was asked if he would return, to which he replied, yeah, no, happily retired. He did have a one-off surprise appearance with as Johnny Storm / The Human Torch in this 2024 Marvel movie.
Avengers? I don't know. Oh, my goodness. I'm doing so bad this morning.
You're not doing bad. You're not doing bad at all. And once again, we asked Jen the same five questions. She might not know any of these. We have no idea. That's why we play the game. So we'll move over to question number five. Sorry, horror fans. You're going to have to wait a little bit longer for Insidious 6 as it's been moved to August of 2026. Taking its place is a crime thriller, Caught Stealing, which is starring Austin Butler. Now, Austin Butler is going through a breakup right now with this model / daughter of Cindy Crawford. We are looking for her name.
These are much harder than when you listen to them every day.
That's how it goes, pressure.
It is. Sometimes the questions don't match up. Sometimes it's very tough. Sometimes you do all five. You're absolutely right. So we're going to let you know how you did and ask Jen those same five questions. That's next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show, continuing a round of Trump Tui. Dawn of Sagamore Hills, she answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. How did she do?
Dawn got two.
Two correct today, Dawn.
Good job, Dawn.
Yay!
Yes, it's great. Trying to win that limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. We begin with question number one as we ask Jen the same five questions. So, Bet Online has released 13 prop bets relating to Taylor Swift being at the Super Bowl, with more expected to release before the big game. We'll have more of those next week. Wagers include, you know, how many times she will be shown, whether or not she's going to appear with Kendrick Lamar during the halftime show, and more. Name one of the two teams playing in this year's Super Bowl.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Of course it is. Question number two, the Grammys are this weekend. They're going to air live this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS and stream via Paramount+. Trevor Noah is set to host. The song Espresso is nominated for Record of the Year. Who sings that song?
Sabrina Carpenter.
It is Sabrina Carpenter. Poor Dawn. She was so mad at herself she couldn't think of that one. She's like, I can't sing that song. Sabrina Carpenter. That's all right. We go to question number three, the Weeknd finally releasing his album, Hurry Up Tomorrow. The project was originally set to drop on January 24th. Then he pushed it back in the wake of the wildfires in L.A. The Weeknd dated which Hadid sister? It was either Gigi or Bella.
No, I don't know. I always forget. Bella.
It was. You remembered this time. Question number four. There's a new Captain America, and MCU fans are just going to have to get used to it. Chris Evans was asked if he'd return, to which he replied, and I quote, yeah, no, happily retired, end quote. He did have a one-off surprise appearance as Johnny Storm / The Human Torch in this 2024 Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm. That was Ant-Man 2.
The Ants Return.
I think you saw the movie, actually.
Did I?
Yeah, I think so.
What was it?
Deadpool and Wolverine?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that yet. Oh, I haven't seen that one. I watched all the movies leading up to it.
Have you heard of Deadpool and Wolverine, Stevie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Heard of it. Have not seen it.
Question number five. That's a new game on the show.
Has Stevie heard of it?
Heard it, seen it, yeah. Question number five. Sorry, horror fans. You're going to have to wait a little bit longer for Insidious 6, as it's been moved to August of 2026. Now, taking its place is crime thriller Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler. Austin Butler going through a breakup right now with this model / daughter of Cindy Crawford.
Kaia Gerber.
Nice, Kaia Gerber. All right, final totals.
Dawn 2, Jen 4.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dawn.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Boo is right.
Boo.
Boo is right.
I'm excited I got to play anyways because I've been wanting to play for a long time. So yeah. That was at least fun.
Well, you'll have to play again. Maybe the questions match up better next time. Like, you never know. That's why you play the game. We love that you listen. We're glad that you play, but you do know what you need to say.
This is Dawn from Sagamore Hills, and I did not trump Tui.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.